Okay. Praise God. You know, we seem to go over the same things week to week, and no need to rehash all of our troubles, but suffice to say that none of us is untouched. It almost seems like we're losing somebody every year. I would like for that not to be. I'm praying that 2021 is a new leaf in that respect. We can do without that. But we ask the question why a lot of times. Sometimes we know, at least on the surface, there are sometimes people suffering consequences for our actions. And even though we've changed our lives and are doing things right, those things sometimes follow us and happen anyway. Or we live in a fallen world, and you know, sometimes stuff just happens. If you go in other parts of the world, you will also see persecution happening, and I'm afraid we're going to see more of that here. But sometimes we guess. We want to make sense of it, so we think, well, maybe there's some benefit to others that I can't see. And you know what? Sometimes that's true. God sees the big picture. We don't see the big picture. Sometimes He is doing something. I think a lot of times He's doing something bigger than we can see, especially where His children are concerned. Or maybe we think that we have something to learn. And I think we ought to be careful with that one. Certainly it can be true. We have enough evidence from Scripture that can be true, but we sure need to be careful that we learn the right lessons. A lot of times we take away from tragedy the wrong things, and we want to be sure that if we're to, God will always make good out of a situation for those who love Him. But we have to be listening to Him, and we have to be ready to hear from Him. And sometimes we take away the wrong lessons, and sometimes we just can't explain it. We just don't know. But Christians have hope. We have hope that we're going to be with Jesus. We have hope, just as we've talked about already, that our suffering has an end, that there's a purpose, that there's something greater. We trust, because God told us so, that good is going to come of it. And yeah, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to hold up that faith when people that we love are suffering. There's chronic disease involved. There's things that just happen that seem to be utterly senseless, that we don't understand. But I'll tell you, and this has been a comfort to me, and I wanted to share it with you. And it's not anything we don't know, but we need to have what I'm calling an eternal perspective. And I have to credit Randy Alcorn. He's the one that came up with that title. But when we are seeing what's happening here, when we're seeing now in the light of the future, when we're seeing now in light of heaven, then it changes the way we see things, because it's not about this anymore. It's about what God is doing in the bigger picture. And we don't know a lot about heaven. We know God is there. We know we have these snapshots that come from various places in the Bible. of course, we as believers, we believe that we are going there. But maybe, just maybe, that's not the end, but the beginning. So I'm going to offer up what I have called some inspired speculation, based on what little we know, and based on the nature of God, because you have, and I have, everyone who belongs to God has an eternal purpose. You are made like the unchanging Creator. You are created in His image. And I truly believe that adventures together for eternity await us, working in concert with our Heavenly Father and with the Holy Spirit to do things that we can't even imagine from here. Now, I'm not making light of being in His presence. I know people, a lot of people have this image of heaven, of all being around the throne room and worshiping God. And that will always be going on, certainly. And by no means am I making light of that. If that is the sum of our existence, it'll be enough. Because we'll be in the presence of the One who created us. We'll be functioning as He designed us. It'll be cool. But I think He's got bigger plans than that. Because He is unchanging. Hebrews 13:8 says He's the same. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He was the Creator then, He's the Creator now. John 1:3 says all things were created through Him, and apart from Him, not one thing was created that has been created. And we, again, are created in His image. So, what does that say about the future? We have these images. We have these snapshots of heaven. We have the throne room pictured in Revelation chapter 4. We have the Father seated on His throne. We have the elders that are pictured worshiping around the throne, and these strange living creatures that are spoken of in Revelation and also in Ezekiel, that have the six wings and the different faces, and I won't go into this big long thing, but that's kind of the images that we have of what's going on in heaven. Then you have the worshipers in chapter 6 that are clothed in white. It says that they serve Him in the temple day and night. And it is these, though, are specifically those who come out of the Great Tribulation. Jesus uses the same phrase in Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. So this is a specific group of people that's involved in this particular activity. And he says that, I don't know what that note means, so I'm just going to skip it. When it talks about, we also see the harps in Revelation 15. So then you have, the pictures of everybody floating around on clouds with harps. Well, it appears, from the way I read this, that the only people with those harps are this group of people that we're talking about. I if you want a harp, I'm sure you can have one. But that's not the sum of what's going on in heaven. We have the picture of the city in Revelation chapter 21, and it comes to the new earth. It, so that we have heaven actually coming here. God is where we are. That was always his plan. Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4, I'm going to go ahead and read. It says, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be among them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, and no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away." We have the picture of the streets of gold and the pearly gates. But the thing that's interesting is that things are happening outside of this city. Revelation chapter 21, verses 24 says that the nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. So there's activity outside of this city that we think of as being heaven. The New Jerusalem would be a more proper name for it. And where's my place? Okay. But there is an eternal purpose beyond what we typically think of. Heaven's not the destination; it is the beginning. In Revelation 22, verses 1 through 3, of this picture that's also duplicated or alluded to in the book of Ezekiel. But John says, "Then he showed me a river of water, of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There is no longer any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it. And his bondservants will serve him." You see here an ongoing restoration. And there is a mystery. There's some things here that I don't think we're going to understand until we see it. But what I see is that we're going to have work to do. There's another passage that talks about us ruling and reigning with him. We are going to be busy. Heaven involves work. I know that may not sound that great to some of us, but it's work that we were made for. It's work alongside our God and Creator. And I think that you will find it far more fulfilling than anything that we might do here, even if we are blessed enough to find something that we really enjoy doing while we're here. God has not changed. He's still a creative being. And I believe he's going to continue to create. What does that look like? No idea. No way we can even see that coming. But he's made us in his image, and he's made us for fellowship with him, so we're going to be about doing what it is that he's doing. There's more to heaven than heaven. Our images come from these snapshots that we get, but they suggest a lot more than we see. God has eternal purposes for us. and we're made for an eternity working with Him. I think John has only revealed the beginning. And I'm saying all of this to say, let it help you see the suffering that you endure while you're here in a different light. It's preparation for something bigger. Preparation for something that's bigger than you can ever imagine. Paul says in Romans 8:18, "For I consider the suffering of this present time, or the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Nothing is ever pointless for a child of God, especially. Nothing is ever pointless. Remember that when it sure seems like it is. You are being prepared for glory and adventure that you cannot imagine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the wonder of that, the grace and the mercy of that. This is nothing we deserve. This is something that you have lavished upon us as your children, that you paid the price and made it possible for us to be part of your grand design. And I can't wait to see what that looks like. Thank you. Thank you is just not a good enough word. Let our lives thank you, Lord. Let us be about bringing your kingdom and doing the things that you've called us to do while we're here. Because when we get there, it's only going to continue. And it just excites me to think about. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and all that you have yet to do. In Jesus' name, amen.